Hello and welcome to our full moon class gathering, whatever you'd like to call it. It's being recorded on Tuesday, August 5th, and this is speaking to the full moon in Aquarius that we will be having on August 9th. So, there's a lot of stuff coming up surrounding this moon and these energies that are bringing us deeper into our heart energy. We're seeing it play out in a number of ways around us in on a global level and in a very personal way. I'm hearing from some of you with your own sharings about things that are taking place in your life that's requiring you to dig deeper into your heart space to allow yourself to hold the deepest love. The deepest love for those things and people and places and situations and circumstances that we might deem as unlovable, holding love for what's seemingly unlovable or love what's challenging to us. And this brings with it some very deep, higher aligned heart activations. It really beckons us to love for the sake of loving and to recognize when we're not loving or when we're not allowing ourselves to come from our heart center and instead coming from our head. Or the, of course, the ego mind, right? And many are going to be feeling these incredibly challenging heart activations through palpitations, through thumping in the chest. It feels like a pulsing, but it's not a palpitation because it doesn't make you nervous. It's a regular thumping, like you're, it's almost as if there's a heartbeat through your whole body. And it can feel somewhat uncomfortable, or you might feel pressure in your chest, right? And these are all scary because, of course, we always think, it could be something more. It could be a stroke. It could be a heart attack. It could be something else that is presenting. And we do want to be careful, so we always want to make sure that we are checking in with ourselves and qualifying the light, qualifying the energies so that we can be sure of what it is that, you know, we're creating in our reality and creating in our body, because every illness that we experience is a creation through our mind, intentions, unconscious behaviors, unconscious emotional interactions, right? Where something triggers us and we're not clearing it, or we're not realizing that we're really having trouble processing it. And then it becomes something else. It becomes a stomach ache. It becomes a back ache. It becomes a hip ache. Wherever that energy is associated in the body is where it's going to be presenting. But right now, we are having these higher heart energies that are taking center stage, that are wanting our attention, that's wanting us to be in and come from a place of love. And what's interesting to me is that one of the energies that's playing out in the cosmos right now on the earth is the energy of Mary Magdalene. And so this energy is a very, very powerful energy. It's a divine feminine. It's the, energy of self-care, right? So if you've felt the need to, maybe go get yourself a pedicure or soak your feet because they're tired, that's tied to Mary Magdalene energies. Areas where we nurture ourselves, nurture our body, recognize our body for what it offers us. That's all Mary Magdalene energies. Okay, it's that higher heart energy. And so, with the higher heart activation, also comes Kundalini activation, especially if we haven't cleared the pathway through these activations in the past, that we will need to work with Kundalini activation. And so you might feel that, and you might feel like your spine feels like jello, and maybe it's hard sitting up for long periods of time, or maybe you're noticing that there's pain traveling through your back, or that you're actually experiencing a pulsing feeling or a pulsing sensation in your back. These are all different ways that Kundalini can present. It can also present in the feeling of an orgasm. I've in the past, in like my earlier days, like 2014, I would be driving and have a spontaneous Kundalini activation, which was like driving my car and having an orgasm. Okay. Because that's a Kundalini activation. Okay. Kundalini activates in that pulsating feeling. And the reason that it does that is because it's stimulating that root chakra area. That root chakra area is where we warehouse our sex organs. And the only reason that we have sex in the 3D is to wake ourselves up, because the act of sex, when it produces the effect of an orgasm, that orgasm is how the higher light frequency of, fifth, we'll call it fifth dimension, fifth frequency, whatever you want to call it, feels. And so it was designed as a tool that we could engage in to wake ourselves up. We're not going to go too far down that rabbit hole. I know I've talked about this in the past, but it's a very powerful activation for us. So if you feel like you're having a sudden and spontaneous orgasm, allow yourself to have it instead of shutting it down. I mean, you don't have to have it to the point where like you're thrashing around or anything like that, but have it to the point where you're letting your body feel it to the best of your ability so that the Kundalini can rise in your body, right? It's the serpents, it's the two snakes snaking up the spine. It's the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And this is part of what is activating this higher heart consciousness, okay? So it's bringing us higher and actually supporting the opportunity for us to be pushed out of our ego, which means that in our process of creation, whatever that is, whether it's doing something artistic or it's teaching a class or anything else, it's requiring that we let go of the old ways that no longer work and allow ourselves to operate through the creation process now from this higher level place within us. Okay. We're going to see more and more of this as we continue on through this year, because this year, 2025, is a year of endings. It's a 9 year, it's a culmination year. So this is the time we're going to see a lot of things that are going to come to light that are going to be shocking, big energy surges where we're going to see earthquakes and stuff like that, because things, the structure of the earth has to change. We've talked about this in the past, but it's finally happening. This is the time that this is all going to happen. It's where, as it comes to a culmination, because next year is a 1 year. And so if we think about it from that perspective, then we too have to shift what it is that we're doing, or what it is that we've always done, in order for us to be able to align with a new, higher evolved way of doing something. So it's pushing us out of our ego as a creator, bringing us into our higher heart. And it's going to be important for us to pay attention to what is taking place and the feelings that we're having without doing a deep dive into dissecting them. Where it can get a little tricky, because the energies are requiring that we let go of the old methods of thinking, right? And I found myself the last couple of days, each time I was in a relaxed state, it would feel like I'm trying to think of how to explain this. It would feel like I was poking through timelines, like I was going up through film strips, right? Which these film strips represent timelines. One over the next, over the next, over the next. And I was just floating up and up and up and up. And each time I floated up, I was like poking through a different timeline, which was like a film strip. And I could feel, hear, and see for a nanosecond what was taking place on that timeline for just a blip of a second. And then I'd poke through the next one. And for a hot minute, I felt like I was going mental. I'm like, what is happening here? But then I realized that I was going through transcendence, where I was jumping timelines as I was coming into this higher state of consciousness, right? And the next highest state of consciousness. And it required that I just feel it, without trying to analyze it or do a deep dive into it or remember what it was that I just felt, right? Because it felt like going through a dream state, like poking through dreams, like one after the other after the other. And so it was very disconcerting, because I wasn't asleep. I was awake. I had my eyes closed and I was feeling all the feels. And it felt like they were different lifetimes that I was poking through. And so I think it's important to have an awareness that this is how these energies are going to clear for us if we let them. But if we are so rooted in something having to be this way or something having to be that way, instead of being in a place of free flow, We're not going to allow ourselves to experience these higher states of consciousness that could bring us there. The problem would be in actually sticking the landing, because the thinking mind, right, that 3D state of mind would bring us right back down to 3D because we want to analyze it. The higher states of consciousness don't need to analyze it. It's like we're just acknowledging the experience. We're joyful to have the experience. We're acknowledging there's a shift that's happening. And now we're just going to slip into the new shoes that we're going to be wearing for the new way of perceiving the reality. There was a moment today where I was sitting and I was looking out the window, and for a split second, it did not feel like I was in Florida. It felt like I was in South Carolina for a second. And I had my mother's brother, my aunt and uncle lived in South Carolina my whole life growing up. And I thought for a second, like, oh, is this then? And then I realized, oh no, I don't want to think this. I want to just feel the feels of it and see what transpires. It'll just pass through my field, which is what happened. And I allowed that for myself. That's what we want to do, so that we're not stopping the process from evolving us, I guess you could say. Okay. So it's really important that we don't do that we are allowing ourselves to be active. One of the interesting things is that since I've gotten to Florida, in the last couple of months, I've encountered three snakes. There were two, probably the same one, in my garden twice. And then one on the road when I was driving. It was a big black, it looked like a rat snake, but I don't know snakes that well, but I'm assuming it was a rat snake because of the fact that it was short and thick and black and the way it was, crossing the road. But today, when I went out to the hummingbird feeder to change out the nectar, I always look down at the ground when I'm walking because I don't want to step on anything. And I was walking, looking down. I placed my foot, and all of a sudden, this thin, wiggly thing, it was a snake, very thin, it was a baby, shot past me so quickly that it like threw me off. Like, I was like, what the heck was that? And then I realized it was a baby snake. And I thought to myself, could the snake message be any more powerful for me at this time of transformation, as I just, took that energy or that information in? It was important to me not to get thrown by a fear of snakes or anything else. I was like, thinking it's just bringing me a message that I need at this time so I can be present for what's presenting here in this time now. And I think that that's one of the most important things, because to be present, right, being present for ourselves. And I just want to say this because I did go through this phase, and it is something that I'm seeing coming up again out in the spiritual community. And it's not like any one particular community, it's across all communities. But people are again bringing up the whole, well, if you're ascending or you're going through ascension, you need to only eat fresh fruit and water at this time, or you only need to do this at this time. And I always say everything is a timeline, and we're all on our own timeline as well as a collective timeline together. So it's really important for us not to get caught up in what somebody else is suggesting that we do because they're feeling called to do a purge or do a detox or do a cleanse or do something like that, right? We have to be very careful where we're feeding our consciousness into. And so I just want to take a moment and remind everybody that there is no one right way to do this. There isn't. And we will know what is right for our body and what is not right for our body. Okay. And nobody can really tell you that. That's a personal thing. What you feel is right for your body and what feels right to your body in that moment. So I think it's important to have an awareness to that. Okay. Another thing that I'm seeing popping up is people talking about the activation, I guess you could call it, of the 88 Lionsgate portal. Okay, we've been done with the Lionsgate portal for years. It's done. It's been done for years. But I think people get into such a habit with the numbers and the time of the year that they continue to use it as a marker, but it really does not have any kind of activation to it. There is no portal per se. It actually, the whole myth of Lionsgate, if you really want to know, dates back to, ancient Egyptian times. And originally, the planet Sirius was able to be, it still is, able to be seen in the night sky during this particular time, right? Very visible during this time. Usually, it's, I think, July 28th to August 12th, I think, but don't quote me. And then it got adopted in on August 8th for the 88 Lionsgate portal because there was an occurrence at one point in our history where in that moment, the planet Sirius, which is known as our spiritual sun, and our true earth sun, which is our sun, aligned in the sky. And in that moment, that particular year, and I can't remember the date of that, but it's a long time ago, a long, long time ago. At that time, because of that alignment, that once in a lifetime alignment, Sirius actually activated the heart frequency for humanity. So then it was just claimed in after that for the 88 portal, but it only actually just happened at that time. Okay. This year, just to like show you, the Earth aligned with Sirius the first week of July. So it actually missed the complete portal activation and it's already over. Let's say, right? It happened and it's already over. So there is no activation. Now, if you are happy claiming in an 88 Lionsgate portal, go ahead. So be it, right? No judgment here. But what I'm trying to say is that if you are broadcasting information on this as if there is a portal activation, you're kind of lending your energy to the lower distorted frequency that is distorting the truth about the Lionsgate portal. Okay. So I think it's important to recognize that because we definitely don't want to do that. Okay. That's not something that we want to do. But if you are very interested in a higher level activation, which I think this year is going to be super powerful, we do have Jupiter conjunct Venus, which a conjunction is really good, conjuncting Venus on August 12th when Sirius is active. That is something that deserves a celebration. So on August 12th, Sirius will be active in the sky. And at the same time, Sirius is active in the sky, Jupiter and Venus will be conjunct exact. And so that would be something that would be worth celebrating this year. Okay. So I hope that makes sense for you. Because there's so much bad information out there. And I think what happens is this, right? So the full moon that we're going to have in Aquarius, which is really what this gathering, this class is supposed to be about, is at 17 degrees Aquarius. The full moon is going to be 17 degrees Aquarius. 1 plus 7 is 8. We are in an 8 month. The day of the full moon, which is the ninth, adds up to 26. And 2 plus 6 is 8. So people naturally want to gravitate towards 888. Oh, it must be a portal, but there is no connecting portal, cosmic portal influence. It's just a synchronicity with the number 8. Okay. I'm trying to think of how to put this so that it can be easily understood. There's no magic to it, right? It doesn't connect with the planet Sirius, which is what the Lionsgate portal was all about. Because if you think of the planet Sirius, something I didn't say earlier that's coming to me now is the Sirius sector, one of the largest sectors of Sirius is the feline sector, right? The lion star beings, all right? And the Sirian star beings, okay? Because Sirius also has the crustacean beings, and I believe the canine beings are also tied into that, into Sirius. But the bigger part of Sirius as a planet is really tied to the felines, tied to the lions. And so the Lionsgate portal of 88 tied to the planet Sirius because of the lion beings. The Lyran beings or Lyran beings, however you want to say it. Okay. So I think it's really important to have an understanding that the lions, the cats, the felines of Sirius is what really made the Lionsgate portal. And there is no more now because Sirius does not line up with all the planets anymore and hasn't for forever, right? But people just will, keep regurgitating what it is that they know without understanding what it is that they're saying. So, what is significant about all of these eights, right? That the full moon is at 17 degrees, which is making eight. The month is an eight, the day is an eight, is that there also was just that 8.8 earthquake off the coast of Russia, I believe. That's something of significance and importance because what it's doing is it's showing how everything is starting to line up, everything is starting to matter. Okay. And that's why it's important for us to let go. Let go. If what you've been doing is not working anymore, let it go. Don't keep trying to do it because it's not working. It's not meant to work. Something else wants to come in its place, but you're not letting it. We're not letting it, right? We have to step aside and be like, okay, I'm going to take a rest because this isn't happening for me. Something is not working here anymore. Let me take a rest and I will see what's coming up so that I could, I could be more present here for myself in whatever way is needed, right? So, as far as the Aquarius full moon is concerned, full moons in general are about culminations, right? They bring things to a crescendo or bring it to a head. But because this is an Aquarius full moon, it's in the sign of Aquarius. Aquarius is a secret revealer. It likes to shed the light on stuff that's hidden deeply that needs to be revealed. And what's interesting is that Pluto is an extremely active participant with this planetary alignment, right, happening right now, because we also have the Jupiter-Venus conjunction. It's going to be taking place. And Pluto is demanding that this energy pushes forward in such a way that what's hidden must be revealed. It has to be revealed in the light of Aquarius. And so Aquarius is very innovative. It's a sign of innovation, right? It's forward thinking, it's ahead of its time. It'll be revealing the future. It's a visionary, right? Visioning or vision questing. It asks us to think out of bounds. Stop thinking within the box. Let's go out of bounds. Let's be more of an explorer, however we can do that, whatever that means. Allow ourselves to really harness the power of co-creation. Okay. And the thing about Aquarius is it doesn't really care how we do that because it's not a personal planet. It's not very personal. It's not very warm and fuzzy. It's about the facts. So it's kind of impersonal along the lines of, let's say, AI technology, where you could interact with AI technology. And AI technology is going to give you the facts as it knows it, but it's not going to think from a warm and fuzzy place. It's just not going to do that. It's going to come from a place of facts and offer you what is true. Okay. And I just had this today with somebody too, where they gave me information back that AI had given them, right? ChatGPT had given them. But I said, well, it's missing one component here. Do you see? It's missing one component. And they were like, ah, yes, I do see it's missing a component. I said, go back and ask them how that component factors into the information that they just presented for you. Because it's not thinking on a personal level. It's not thinking from heart-centeredness. It's not thinking from compassion. We need to be heart-centered. So we're going to have to be very apprised of this. We're going to have to be very aware. Okay. Aquarius is an illuminator. It's going to give us the highest view or the highest perspective. It likes to take the blinders off. It wants you to see everything. It wants us to know what is hidden in the dark, what is hidden in the depths. If we're swimming in the ocean, it's not happy unless it knows what's down 350 feet. That's just Aquarius because it's very mentally focused, right? It's the mind. It's higher level thinking. And it's not based on the one, it's based on the all. It's based on community. It's based on your household, right? So it's asking you if you're having a tough time with someone, how do they fit into your community? It would be like Mr. Spock from Star Trek, okay? He was very logical. He was not about himself. He was for the good of the all. Okay, that's Aquarius. And so Aquarius is going to ask or have us ask, who am I moving towards when I'm becoming myself? So, in other words, my goal is my own evolution. What version of me am I moving towards? Am I moving towards the old version of me, which means I'm not moving? Or am I allowing myself to evolve into a place that's more highly aligned? Am I doing the same thing that I've always done to get accolades because I don't feel like I'm enough? Or am I suddenly confident in who I am and don't need the opinions of the outside community to know that I've achieved or I've come into myself at this higher level, right? That's what it's asking. Can we heal the judgment around our future and look at what's really true for us? Is how I'm operating right now really true for me? Right? That's a great question to journal. So, in this dynamic, we also have, as I mentioned earlier, Pluto, and Pluto is going to bring up what's hidden in the dark. It's like having a basement with 20 steps down, it's a long way down to the basement. And there's no light switch at the top. You have to wait till you get to the bottom to turn the light on. That's Pluto. It's going to show us what's hidden in the basement, right? So we may feel rapid dissolving of the old. And it's up to us to let it go. Don't hang on to it. Just free yourself from it. If it wants to leave, let it be. If something is not working anymore, so be it. It's okay. It means that you've grown beyond it or you've grown past it. And it's up to us to see that we're evolving away from whatever that is, right? Aquarius being for the highest good of the all is so potent. The energy is actually requiring us to take a time out. So, if you've been noticing that you've been feeling a little extra tired or like you're needing a little bit more rest, that's because this is a time that we are going so deep within ourselves. We're being pushed so deeply within ourselves that we need to take a time out and have a rest. It's really important, especially for the purpose of self-care. What's funny is today, speaking of resting, I was up super early. Like I was up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I kind of hate getting up that early because if I get up at six, lasagna wants to eat right away, which means then he has a long wait to 4 o'clock, which is when I feed him again. And so he'll be, kind of cranky the whole day because he wants more food. It's just a lab thing. It's kind of funny. But, when I was sitting with what I needed to do today, because obviously I knew I needed to do this recording. I thought to myself, all right, I'm going to do my sessions and I'm going to do some art. I'm going to go to the post office and mail something for Joe. I'm going to take lasagna on a ride because we like to ride around the community. And then I'm going to come home and I'm going to do my recording and get that all taken care of. Not only did it not happen in that order, but I actually ended up having to leave some stuff out because by the time I got done with my client session and then went to the post office to do the mail stuff, came home, took lasagna on a 45-minute drive, came back from that, got into the house, and it felt like nothing was clicking, like nothing was flowing today. And I kept saying to myself, like, I really want to do some art. Like, I really, really want to do some art. And then, of course, there's this other part of me that's like, well, I really, 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 really want to rest. And the other part of me is going, no, we should really, really, really do some art because we haven't done art in a couple of days. We haven't done anything. And we have to do the snake. We have to paint the turtle. We have to do the pet portrait because we need to submit that. And I have like 10,000 things that I really want to do, but can't seem to do it because then I'll say, oh, I have time Wednesday. I only have two clients on Wednesday, so I have a window. And then by the time I wake up Wednesday morning, I have three clients, and then there's no window. And then the day is jumbled around. And, of course, like everything else, my priority are the animals and their well-being. And I want to make sure lasagna is in a good place, especially since he misses Joe. So I take him for a ride. That takes precedence for me over doing my art because, I love him so unconditionally. I want him to be a happy puppy, which doesn't always make me so happy because I'm not doing what I need to do for me, but it is that Aquarian energy, the what's for the good of the all, because I know if he's happy, I'm going to be happy, and then, I feel the harmony from it. So it's kind of that kind of conundrum, but I think it's really requiring us to let go. And, part of that for me, and some of you will feel this, some of you won't feel this yet, but for me, having turned 63, there is this little bit of the niggling of the aging thing that comes up for that goes like, okay, well, this is another day that you haven't done art, you haven't, whatever. Something gone for a walk, yeah, whatever, right? And then it'll go, how many days now has that? Or it's been 7 years. For 7 years you could have been doing art every day, and where would you be with that now? Or this, and the ego really wants to come in and do a number on us, right? The ego really wants to come in and it wants to give us a good run for our money and have us feeding into that aging program, have us feeding into the time program, right? Time is a bandit. Time is the illusion. It's not even real. There is no such thing. And when I remember that, I use it to actually take the pressure off of myself, remembering that there is no time. Time is the illusion, that there is no aging. Aging is the illusion. That I have all the time in the world, and I can, live from the highest place within me and still be my happiest. And who am I making art for? I'm making art for myself, unless, of course, somebody wants to buy it. But I'm the first person I'm making art for. And so we really have to do the self-talk that gives us the permission slip to just be and be present instead of getting in our head and getting frustrated because we think we're not achieving something or we think we're missing the boat on something. And I think that this is a really important point because so many use the opportunity of travel, right? Traveling to run away from life. Because sometimes it's hard to sit in that energy and it's hard to give yourself permission to just be okay with what is. But I'm telling you, this is the work now. It is very important for us to sit in what is and to be present for ourselves in such a way that we're accepting, embracing, and loving. Because this is the new human, right? It's not the warrior. We're not meant to be a warrior. We're not meant to champion a cause. We're not meant to be the hero of heroes or everybody's, savior, right? We're not meant to be that. We're not meant to do that. We're meant to honor the experience that we came in for. And so I look at it and I say, well, if today I'm meant to maybe drive lasagna around, then there's great purpose in me doing that. And maybe some of the houses that I'm passing need the light codes that I'm imparting as I'm driving through here. Or maybe that one person who's out there mowing their lawn, who just lost their significant other or their child or whatever, needs that exchange when I pick up my hand and I wave to them and give them a smile of love and compassion, not knowing who they are because I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me, but I'm going to love them in that moment. And even if they didn't wave back to me, I still love them in that moment because at the end of the day, it's not really about them. It's about what I'm holding within myself. It's about who I'm becoming in the light of source, right? That aspect of myself that is divine, and healing all of those archetypes that need to be healed, like the wounding from the witch wound, right? And all of the others, the victim consciousness, and all of that. So I think it's really important for us to allow ourselves to have whatever experience it is that we're having without judgment to it, of whether it's good, bad, right, or wrong. Or, sometimes we might say, God, I don't have time for this today. I really need to do this, or I really need to do that. But the truth of the matter is that if you were meant to do this or that, you'd be doing it. This annoyance. This situation came up and it's annoying you. Yeah, because your ego is in the way, right? The ego is in the way when it should be loving what is. So it's really important for us to just see and let go of the judgments and stop listening to the people that are saying, hey, you should really do this, or hey, you should really do that, because they're not on your journey. They're not on my journey, right? They're not on my journey. I need to do my journey my way. So this is where we, start looking at what is important to us, what's critical to us. Okay. I don't pay attention to the weather. Yeah, I know Florida has hurricane potentials, but I don't really pay attention to the weather. And I noticed that when I tune into the weather, even on my weather app on my phone, the weather app is telling me what I should be thinking the weather is, and it never fails. But if I stop looking at the weather app and I'm just in the moment of being in the moment of being in the day, I never fail myself. Okay, I had to go to the post office and it was getting dark out and there was thunder rumbling. And I was like, I am not looking at my phone because I don't want to be driving in a torrential downpour going to the post office to mail this stuff for Joe. I'm not doing that. I'm gonna look and say, isn't it amazing that the sky could be dark over here in this area? There could be thunder happening and there doesn't have to be rain. And that's exactly what happened. I went to the post office, came back, no rain, only thunder, dark clouds. And then I picked up lasagna, scooped him up in the car, and off we went. And we drove around for 45 minutes and it never rained. But I guarantee you, had I looked at my phone and looked at the weather predictions, it probably would have rained, but not in my reality because I create my reality. Right? And I do that all the time. A couple nights ago, I was laying in bed and there was lightning, these really significant lightning bolts that I could see flashing across the sky, probably heat lightning. And then I heard the thunder. And I thought to myself, I would prefer not. I don't have to have this. I would prefer not. And with Probably it took 10 minutes, 15 minutes of tuning out of it, tuning to another channel in my mind. And it never rained, it never lightninged again, it never thundered again. So, it just shows that the reality is created through our belief system. But if we're always in a state of lack, thinking that we don't have enough or there's not enough, or we're not enough, then we're going to create that as the dynamic in our life. And that's exactly what's going to play out. Okay. So lots to think of with that. But this Aquarius full moon, this is an important moon. It's coming in at a very important time for us because it's a time of disclosure, all the darkness has to be lit up, and somebody, us, somebody has to go down the basement steps in the dark and turn that light on at the deepest part of the basement so that what's hidden in the darkness can be illuminated. And we need to do that without any fear or without any trepidation that something is going to happen. So I'm going to trust that there's something in this talk that resonates with you, that pings with you. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or anything that you want me to touch on in the next pre-recorded class. And if you're struggling with anything, please do not wait to have a session, whether you have a session with me or somebody else. Do not wait. You're doing a disservice to yourself. And you're also telling yourself you're not worthy of healing, right? You're not worthy of working through it. You're not worthy. Don't do that. Step forward. Make the investment in yourself, whether it's me or anybody else, and do the work. Be the work. Be in the work. Okay? Get those journals out. Write. Get that important information coming up. All right. Happy full moon in Aquarius. Have a wonderful week ahead. I love you and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Bye-bye.